From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It seems to be a growing problem at parks and wildlife areas around the country, and despite warnings and reminders, people continue to get a little bit too close to wild animals for selfies. After a disturbing scene was caught on video in North Carolina recently, officials are once again reminding people not to mess with wildlife. Several people were caught on video messing with very young black bear cubs in an attempt to get photos with them. The video was recorded outside an Asheville, North Carolina apartment complex, and it showed the group repeatedly attempting to yank the cubs from the tree and then holding one of the bears to take a selfie. The North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission has been rehabilitating and releasing bear cubs for decades. It was notified of the incident and immediately went to the location. NCWRC's BearWise coordinator Ashley Hobbs captured the cub and noted that it was in poor condition, saying the cub appeared to be lethargic and frightened. It looked to be favoring one of its front paws and was wet and shivering. Game Mammals and Surveys supervisor Colleen Alfenbuttel said the cub's condition is likely a result of the actions of the people involved. The NCWRC said it followed up with the people who pulled the bear cub out of the tree and let them know how irresponsible and potentially deadly it could be for that cub to be separated from its mom. Alfenbuttel said that while it may seem obvious to most people, always remember one of the BearWise basics, which is to not approach or try to take selfies with black bears, whether they are cubs or adults. It often does not end well for people or the bear, as we saw in this incident. The commission searched the area for the second cub, but could not find it, but they did hope it was able to reunite with the mother because it would not be able to survive on its own at this young age. This time of year, mother bears are emerging from their den with their cubs that are experiencing the outside world for the first time and are very dependent on their mother to feed and protect them. People who try to capture or handle a cub are not only risking the cub's safety, but their own if the mother happens to be nearby, as she may try to defend her cubs. So even if you don't see the mother bear, she could be nearby, and the cubs are waiting for her to return. By trying to capture a bear cub, you may cause it to become orphaned, injured, or both. If you would like more information, visit the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission blog to learn about the Black Bear Cub Rehabilitation Program. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, National Park Week starts today. And in case you didn't know, it's also free entry day at national parks across the country. And while many already offer free entry, bigger parks, such as Yosemite, will charge up to $25 per person, but it's all free today. And if you can't make it today, check out the article at AccuWeather.com for other upcoming free dates to visit a national park. Also, tonight is the peak of the Lyrids meteor shower. They'll be visible after nightfall, but the best time is around midnight to the early morning hours for peak viewing. You can check out more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And as always, for your local forecast, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to take tomorrow off. I'll be back on Monday with more from AccuWeather.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.